the Daily Talk Show, episode 597.
What's happening? What's going on, guys?
I watched the Taylor Swift documentary over the weekend.
All right. So did I.
Did you really? Yeah, did you love it?
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
That's How do you feel about Taylor now?
That's inferring that I felt a different way about her.
I feel like before. You were too pro Kanye. I'm right off Kanye.
Well, I was pro Kanye in the context of Kanye West. Mm. I love Kanye. He's a genius.
What do you think about what he did on stage? I know it's going back a bit now.
Well, what Video Music Awards, VMAs, or what was it?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce created the best music video of all time.
I mean, it just gave it a new look, to a new side to it. Like when I saw that, I was just like, ah, there's crazy Kanye again, and there's Beyonce looking really awkward about it all. And him just sort of going off the Richter.
But do you feel more for Tay-Tay now?
100%. She was a young girl and it made her feel like everyone was laughing at her when everyone was probably just like, what the fuck is Kanye doing? I think it was a great doco in a good sort of pursuit to win over the people for Taylor Swift.
Well, like, I think they all do that. Katy Perry did that very well.
I mean, that's what these docos are. It's been so much money creating them. They get the best filmmakers, documentarians. There is still some stuff about her dealings with like Justin Bieber and her have a bit of beef. It's a whole thing. But like you realize that.
What is the beef? Because I'm a bit out of the loop.
Oh, so it was Taylor
with
Swift.
Scooter?
Yeah, and Scooter Braun.
Not Scooter, Scooter Derek.
Scooter Braun. Scooter Derek doesn't have Scooter Braun bought her music by buying this record label. And sure. So he got all the rights. And she then comes out and says that, you know, he's, you know, doing this stuff to her. And but Justin Bieber then comes out to defend Scooter. And then it turns out Taylor's dad had something to do with the sale. Sure. And so it's just all a bit funny.
But I can imagine there being a bit of a misalignment between Taylor and her dad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, notice like when she wanted to go out and talk political.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At one moment he says, you know, I have to go out and buy armored cars.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It is full on, isn't it? Do you reckon you get subsidies from somewhere if you have to buy armored cars?
I don't know. I mean, she's got money. It's a fascinating insight.
I'd want subsidies. If I need a bullet.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like surely.
Subsidies from what?
Surely it's like, come on. If, yeah, I don't know. It just feels like maybe the gun companies could subsidize bullet, like if you need.
Yeah. I mean, she's so famous, dude. Mm. It's just like beyond. She's a hard worker. Unbelievably talented songwriter.
Have you seen it yet, Sebs?
No, I haven't. I started watching the Justin Bieber miniseries on YouTube.
I watched all of that as well last
week. What did you think?
Jesus. Yeah, I thought it was great.
What did you do last week?
So I did that. So the weekend I watched that. I watched Taylor. I watched Demi Lovato's one.
Oh, yeah? Any good?
Yeah, very good. I think there's something about the musician lifestyle that I love, especially around the recording in the studio.
Mm.
You're in the studio. They're like Uber Eatsing stuff to them. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Could you imagine me getting around that?
Oh, yeah, you'd love it.
Just getting into the booth, you know it's going to be air-conned as fuck.
Yeah.
And you just like, did you see the one with Justin Bieber has this producer named Josh that produces all of his music?
Yeah.
I feel like that could be one day like Sev's for us where I'm just like, Josh talks about he's just at a barbecue and he just gets a text from Bieber being like, studio. And the guy's like, barbecue. He's like, when? He's like, 20 minutes.
So, the producer has such a massive role in her music and creating that music.
Talking about Taylor, yeah.
Kanye produces his music and writes his music. So, he does both of those roles. So, he's a freak, just to bring it back to Kanye for a bit. But I love it. Yeah, I totally get your vibe. I know some guys that I went to high school with, music producers, they've currently got a house in Sorrento that they're hiring. And they're just fucking making music. Yeah, they've set up in the, like this looks like a mansion. And they've set up all this shit. They're just eating
rugs
food
and stuff for acoustics.
I don't know if it's all digital beats. So it doesn't look like they've got drum kits and shit that they're playing with. But it looks like a good life. I mean.
What were you going to say, Sebs?
Oh, I was going to mention Pooh Bear as well.
Oh, Pooh Bear's great.
What's Pooh Bear?
Who's Pooh Bear? Is the dude who helps Bieber.
Yeah. What does Pooh Bear do? I think he's a songwriter. Vocal producer, singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, he's pretty good. Shannon says, Josh, I'm watching the Taylor Swift doco right now. Wild.
Yeah.
Interestingly, so from an observation perspective, like looking at how it was done, they specifically had really just Taylor in it the whole time. They've obviously made a decision not to bring her friends into the narrative. I guess they wanted to show the loneliness, the relationship with her mum, but you don't see her hanging out with like Gigi and, you know,
they didn't
Carly
really talk
Cross.
About they didn't really talk about her dad. Her dad wasn't really in there. He was only in that one bit where it was him giving pushback about her talking politically.
What I mean, how much did they fuck the focus on that, by the way?
Dude. I mean that's I'm so blown away. Fuck, I haven't even fucked it this bad and I'm a shitsy. You know, it's
not anymore, you used to.
Yeah, still gotten, fucking, you know.
You fuck up sometimes.
Still fuck up every now and then. But then you see, like in big movies, Tom Cruise, the, what's his film? Mission Impossible, the latest Mission Impossible, just this absolute muddy image.
Oh, really?
It's so soft. It's so soft.
And they would have a focus puller.
Mate,
one
they just,
job.
They just stuffed it.
One job.
They just stuffed it.
Literally one job. They're just checking focus. Yeah. They like, have a little whiteboard.
Yeah.
Marker and they mark the sides and they dial it all in.
Oh, mate. Anyway, that was good. Mm. The doco's great.
Yeah, but I think that there is something in that lifestyle. But then I went down another rabbit hole looking at Justin Bieber and he recently did an interview with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great. Yeah.
Did you notice a high level of anxiety from Justin?
Oh, yeah. He does this at one point. And he's talking and he's very kind. Yeah, you know, thank you. It's bizarre. But I think he went very insular. Like the kid was so famous so early on and just like Taylor said, getting her worth from people clapping at her.
Yeah.
That would fuck your head up.
And just having that, like being on stage and having that. They say like he's, I don't know if I read it, I don't read many articles on this shit. But there was someone who sort of did a deconstruction and that was of the interview with Ellen DeGeneres.
Really?
Where did you find that?
I don't know. I just Googled it. And they were saying like dopamine, like his dopamine levels are all fucked from having such high dopamine.
God. I mean, I've been getting hard into the coronavirus stuff.
Really?
Still. I found a guy who, I don't know if he worked for Channel 4 in the UK.
Is he the teacher that's been doing the vlogs?
Yeah, is he a teacher? Yeah. I didn't really, yeah, I was just watching a stream.
Is
he
an Irish or English or something? Yeah, teacher and he's been vlogging Casey Neistat style.
Mate, he's amazing. He was in Ground Zero and he was in this little apartment and he would go like vlog down to meet his friend and they'd take their like big bags to the shopping centre to get their groceries to sort of have a bunch of supplies. Fascinating. So good. And then he's just landed back in the UK.
And now he's in quarantine. Yeah. And so he's loving it. Yeah. He's doing a lot of media.
Yeah, I know.
We would definitely get around as well.
I'd be vlogging. I'd have some sort of motivation to vlog, daily vlog.
Are you glad your brother Sam was in China? Is he glad that he
isn't there for the virus?
I mean, he didn't get kicked out, but he sort of left voluntarily quite quickly. happy not to be in China? Has your parents said anything about it? Or
I think they might have mentioned something the other day. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's pretty happy he's not there at the moment. Yeah.
I mean, they had...
It wasn't in where he was, so...
But it's all mainland, China.
It would be a bit, yeah.
They have 2 weeks off for Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. And then they've extended that now. So people just have weeks and weeks off.
Really?
What would you do? You'd go a bit stir crazy in an apartment. Like when you're so used to living in a place where you're out and about and there's millions of people around you.
I was thinking about how much I'd thrive in that environment, like in the quarantine. If I was quarantined, like it'd be pretty good for me.
But you would get supplies and eat your way through a week of supplies in a couple of days and you'd be starving.
Well, what I was what I didn't like is how they were just keeping the food out and about. Like they had the food in the carts. Mm. It seems like if potentially people have the virus and you're in quarantine, surely there should be some extra checks.
Conspiracy Jimmy, my best mate, he's been telling me, he's like, mate, I think they're not telling us how bad it actually is. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I found a guy
on Reddit.
on YouTube. It's in Chinese, and it's got, you know, subscriptions, subtitles mm-hmm. that you can read, and he's talking about what's actually happening. And so he said,
and why do we believe this guy?
I don't know. It's in Chinese.
It seems real.
Yeah, if it's in Chinese, it must it be legit. Real. Yeah, yeah.
And so he said that, yeah, it's just, I mean, I was talking to Rob Ward today from Quadlock mm-hmm. and he was just telling me about some of their supplies in China, and it's all just sort of slowed a lot down. Businesses are slowing down based mm-hmm. on them just being more cautious about what they're sending out. I sent Mr. 97 that an article last week about people mistaking Corona, the brand of beer, mm-hmm. for something to do with the coronavirus.
What does that mean?
People are dummies though. Like
the
you see how
think they're associated or something.
Just, yeah, the connection between the two. But you see how bad for branding it could be if, mm-hmm. like my daycare, I've got like emails about it.
Oh, really?
And so instantly I'm just thinking, fuck. Not good. So you see it, right, and you go, something going on. Mm-hmm. But then it's like very broad. It must be something that they're rolling out through all daycares. It's like if you've been to this area, you need to make it aware if you notice one of the teachers. So it's mm-hmm. like this top level, like if you're noticing one of the educators is sick, you have, you know, say something.
So if you were told, okay, Bodhi has to stay home, like he hasn't got anything, but all kids need to be protected, and so he had to stay home for 10 days,
mate,
wasn't able to leave the house, what would happen? What would it be like?
Well, I mean, like one of us has to stay home. Shannon's home uh-huh. with her kid right now probably. Yeah. And so like if the kid's got it, mm-hmm. high chance you're going to fucking get it off the kid.
Yeah, sure.
Because I get in Bodhi's face. I'm always kissing his lips uh-huh. and I get, you know, I can feel like it's, you just don't care about how, like it's so close with uh-huh. the kid. It's and he's in your bed, on your face.
But
like,
I'm even not thinking if he had it, just if.
Are you saying what's going to happen to the business, the podcast?
No, I was thinking more like how he would go 10 days in one house, in one room.
He would be an absolute lunatic.
Just holes in the wall type of deal.
You saw what he did to Amy's eye.
Yeah.
He was just full on.
No, my wife has the biggest black eye you've seen.
And you had one as well. Yours cleared up pretty nicely.
Yeah, but Bodhi hit his head into my face and also Amy's on the weekend. Mine was probably four weeks ago.
Is it a skill that he's worked out? Like, why do you think he's doing it?
Well, he doesn't know because he's facing the other way, and then he swings his head back, and his head, he doesn't even feel it because his head's so hard. Uh-huh. And he banged it into Amy's face, and I got the fright of my life. I'm in the shower, and the plan was, Amy, I'll go, jump in the shower. You bring Bodhi into the shower, and then we'll shower together mm-hmm. so you can just chill. All I hear is, ah! Amy's screaming, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? And so I got out, mm-hmm. I'm nude, wet. Amy's like, she's like, it's popped out. That's what she said, like, it's popped out like your one, meaning it just sort of has like gone swollen instantly. And I looked at it and I was like, this is fucking bad, like real bad.
Does Bodhi know at that point that he's done something wrong?
Nah, he's a naughty little boy, and I spanked his bottom. And then he knew what happened.
Yeah.
And he was so sad after that. And I just kept telling him, you've hurt mummy.
And so he did it last when he hurt you, because it's the second time. Do you reckon he's like connected them all up?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
Like, do you, on the foot when he hit you and like you got a black eye?
Nah,
did you,
I didn't react like Amy did. Yeah. She was very, I yelled in the first one, like, oh, and I was surprised at how much I yelled. Mm-hmm. And then I felt it and I was like, oh, that's why I fucking yell, because I've got this huge swollen eye now.
So do you need to say, okay, like, do you sit him down every day and be like, okay, like we're going to be more gentle. We don't like, you can't flail around. Like, do you remind him after the, like, because obviously there's the extreme thing when it happens, and then there's the quick dealing with it. But then is it like an ongoing thing? Like, how
it's
do you
you're constantly saying the same thing constantly. It's just the most repetitive task at being a parent. Mm. This comedian said that he's got this funny bit where he's like, the thing that parenting summed up to, it's like just constantly fucking waiting for them to do something and say, no, they've done it. It's constantly no, there you go, they've did it. This fucking paint on the couch. No, don't put that in your mouth. Oh, fuck, he's got the toilet brush in his mouth. Oh. It's just nonstop that. Some kids are different, some kids, mm-hmm. but Bodhi's high energy. Uh-huh. You've seen what he's like.
I started the book club, Feb 1.
It's good. That's great. I can't get into it because I haven't got the you haven't downloaded it on
Audible. No, you're not listening. What You're Missing and Why It Matters by Kate Murphy.
You've picked a book with a nice cover.
It's got a shell on it.
Very cute shell.
Yeah, sort of like I guess it communicates the listening part of it.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I mean, Mason still thinks that he can hear the sea if he puts his ear up to a shell.
You can. Fucking idiot. What do you think it is?
I don't know, but it's not the sea.
Mate, where does it come from?
It's
Where do shells come from?
From the sea.
And then when you put it to your ear, what does it sound like?
Seashell.
Yeah.
It's the sea. It is a great little thing, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I would love to
have a shell.
I'd love to have a shell at home.
You want a shell phone? A shell
phone. What's a shell phone?
Shell phone. You can call me on your shell phone.
No, I would actually like a shell.
On your bookshelf or where would you put it?
I mean, the bookshelf getting full pretty quick. Yeah, we don't have any sort of ocean-themed stuff.
You get next to the volcanic.
Oh, yeah, the rocks.
Yeah.
I actually need to get more of the
incense.
The fragrance.
Oh, really?
Interestingly.
Be careful. You'd probably be called out for stealing someone's home.
What do you mean?
You know, that was alive. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What is it? Animal. So it's a shells?
Well, shells have little animals in them.
Yeah, that they live in. That actually got me thinking in regards to stuff that you could buy for home. I got targeted on social media. This Melbourne map.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
What, a map of Melbourne?
Yeah. But it's like really sick and it's massive. I'm trying to find where it is. I can't find it on my phone. But it's like imagine an image of Melbourne from above and it's all illustrations. It's like you see the whole thing.
That's great.
I think it was like 4,000 hours spent
of work. How much is it worth?
Well, so it started at 180 bucks or something.
Like first in, best first
yeah, but
in
then,
price.
Well, but that's for like a small one. Mm-hmm. But if you want one that's like big, it's like 1,600 bucks.
Oh, wow.
Sevs, can you see
that's
it?
A map lot of money.
Melbourne? Melbourne
that's
map.
A lot of money for yeah, a that's map what I that wonder. You got on your phone.
I wonder.
No, but it's an art piece.
Yeah, that's right.
It's no longer a map.
Yeah. I also went to the Salvos. Did I tell you about this or no?
Yeah. I call you today and you said, oh, it was the way you answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, when you call somebody, you know, they're sort of out with mates up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. G'day, Josh Jansen. How are you, mate? It's like fucking, who are you in front of and who are you trying to impress? Yeah. Amy does it. I know Bree does it. You're like, who are you around?
Yeah.
Who are you in the car with?
Actually, the annoying thing was that there
what's
was-
What's shaking, brother?
Did I do that?
No, you literally said, hey, Tommy Jacket, how are you? Or something like that. I was like, either you've had some happy pills.
Because I was looking at books. So
you were being naughty. Just
I was. That guy that was taking up the whole space of the nonfiction section reading that book was annoying the fuck out of me. No. And so that's why I don't think we communicated, but I was getting really upset. And so, because I just wanted to see the biographies. So anyway, I discovered, World of Books is where I get my secondhand books from. Someone had mentioned the Salvos as being a great place to buy secondhand books. And so on Saturday, I went to the Salvos near my place.
Mm.
Look at all these books that I got.
How many?
10.
2, 4, far out.
Guess how much for all 10?
Like 18?
Like wait, more. For all of them, 30 well, bucks.
Okay, four. Yeah.
That's good.
30 bucks.
$3 a book.
I would have said $4 a book.
I got like Thrive by Arianna Huffington. I got like the Microsoft Way.
Yeah.
Heaps of great books. And Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
Like really great books.
I mean, you're still, how many pages in are
20.
You? 20 pages in across a whole weekend. I know exactly what time you went to bed last night, by the way.
Do I know what time
really?
I went to bed?
Yeah. This morning, I jumped in to have a listen to a book that we're reading, Four Disciplines of Something.
Execution.
Execution.
Yeah, Four Disciplines. Great book.
And it said, would you like to go to the spot that the last person used, which
was
10:28 p.m.
That sounds about right.
So that's how I So if I know what book you're listening to, but you've listened to more of that book than you have
read of this.
Reading this.
Well, because we need to work out, being a book club, how much we're meant to be reading. So Em mentioned on the Facebook group, she was worried about sort of getting left behind.
Mate, there's no chance you get left behind when you're up against JJ. I think you go as hard as you can where you are.
No.
So you as the – this is up to you, mate. As the
president.
This is the president. You go and do your thing and you're leading the way.
Okay. So I think that we should be – how many chapters in total? So that's what we need to determine, and then we work backwards. So there's – I probably could have gone to the contents. That would have been easier.
There, it was right there.
So a set around 17 chapters.
Mm. So you threw one chapter?
Yeah. So let's say there's say if we did two chapters. Wait, so a chapter a day means only 17 days.
That's it. Fast. That's fast for me.
Yeah, I think a chapter a day is probably a little bit.
But you did 50 pages.
I did 50 pages yesterday.
Which
you did. Yeah. You little animal. You smart little animal.
Where did you get the book from?
Well, so Mum wanted the book, and so Dad went up to Shoppo and picked up the book for Mum, and then I started reading it.
Do you know what she paid for it?
Got himself an iPad.
$35.
35? Oof.
Mm.
Man, what's it matter?
I'm sure
it's a good price.
George's mum would have been able to do a better
collective.
Been able to do a better deal, at least 15%.
But then I would have been so far behind.
Well, because you would have had to go to Byron.
Yeah. We'll get it posted.
No, it's all right. Get 50. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, 50 pages I'm very impressed by. And so, Sevs, you've read a little bit more than I have.
You can get through 30 tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I could. what have you learnt? I also, the whole thing is the thing that ended up taking my time was all the Taylor Swift stuff.
And the Justin Bieber
and the Demi Lovato stuff. Do you know much about Demi Lovato?
And you read the other book. Some of it.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So did you listen to the Tim Ferriss?
No, I'd already listened to that.
A lot of consumption.
Yeah, there was huge amounts of consumption. But also I got a Voss bottle, so I've been drinking heaps of water, which is a whole nother thing.
I think before you get into it, you can't go into the depth of the book because that's the fucking book club. There's no point of this book club if Mr. 97 just starts telling us about the book. And so that's where it's like we'll jump back into it and you'll then do the book club. Like you can't tell you, but you won't read the fucking book if he tells you about the book. You'll be like, I've kind of read the 50 pages.
I don't think I actually have retained the details to share enough of the book.
So you're speed reading. That's silly.
Nah, I mean, to roughly sum it up, it's...
Tommy won't be happy, but do it.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it's... Not a bad book.
Listening... Listening is...
You are not listening. No, go on. What do you know?
No.
People aren't listening.
Yeah. You know shells.
No. You're not listening or you're misunderstood are the key phrases in a relation... Not key phrases, but are the most used phrases in a relationship behind I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes...
Mine is the dishwasher's dirty.
Or stinks.
Yeah, no, Brie would say
that. Or you've shaved in here again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
you've burnt the candle too much, haven't you?
Fuck. Just very quickly on the candle thing. How about this for a quick story? So we've lit a candle, which Brie's sister got Brie for Christmas.
Right.
And Brie sees some foil in the candle.
Mm.
And she's like, what the fuck is this foil? She's like, oh my God. There was a ring. Like a ring that you wear in the candle. And I was like, oh my God, this is like a manufacturing fuck up.
This is like the time my brother got a lifesaver, the colored ones, and there was a fly inside of it.
Exactly like that. So there was, and it said in it $25, like I had the price on it. Anyway, Brie looked up the candle and it's a feature of the candle. Every candle comes with a ring between $5 and $1,000
inside of it.
Great.
Can you look that up, Sevs? Candle ring gift.
It's this candle lottery.
Isn't that so weird, though?
Because
I thought I was like, get a photo, because I didn't realize that this was part of the whole shtick of the candle.
And how deep down was it?
I wish I'd seen. I just saw Brie just pulls out this candle. Surely that's dangerous.
Nah, if it's metal, it's fine. Sebs? Like I see how Amy makes candles. I see how they're done.
Yeah, I think I found it.
Can you read what it? Because Brie was.
So you could have $1,000 candle, $1,000 ring on your hand.
It was $25. It turned out. To
I turned it. Okay, you got the bottom end.
Well, the bottom end was $5, but I wonder if they what
five
is it?
To $1,000.
Yeah, I think it's $1,000.
That's a cute little idea.
It is good.
Anything?
A ring valued between $30 and $1,000 in every candle, and they also sell them in bath bombs.
Until it goes down the drain.
Yeah.
Cut.
What are they called?
Enticing candles, ring candle.
How much do you pay for it, do you reckon? Like $40 or something? $50?
Cost of a ring?
$54, $52, $50.
Where do you buy them from?
Enticingcandles.com.au.
Delivered.
There's a good life rate.
They got one through, didn't they? Someone in the marketing department is like, let's put rings in them.
No, it's sort of, I enjoy it. The fragrance is interesting. So anyway, you're not listening. The most common phrase that people are saying as couples.
Yeah, you're not listening to me. You've misunderstood that or that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I guess she just sort of went into talking about how it allows people to open up, and she has these conversations as a journalist where people often reveal things that they wouldn't usually reveal, and it's because she's listening to them. And so
that's in the first 20, because I've definitely read that.
Yeah, and so maybe it's just a setup. She's just setting up the rest of the book.
I mean, it makes sense.
The summary is just listening's important.
What?
Good. Now, do you think I'm a good listener?
Yeah, you're a good listener.
You just saying that?
No. I think you're a good listener.
What makes a good listener?
You're going to have to read the book.
No, it depends, because sometimes you get distracted and then when you're on your phone, you're not a good listener.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon? Because I was.
But otherwise, I mean, because you ask the right questions, I think that makes you a good listener, because you elicit the responses and then you base your next questions off whatever's been told. You're not like thinking about the question as I'm giving my answer. It sort of just comes off naturally. You both do it.
I think doing conversations with people on the podcast, like someone wrote to us recently, they were saying
maybe Shannon?
Good questions come from good listening, something around that. Anyway, but it's just practicing listening is a thing you need to do.
Mm.
And so interviewing people, unless you want to be a robot and just ask question after question.
Well, I think that what she was also saying was that listening isn't just about what they're saying, but it's their body language.
Yeah.
I feel like I get right into body language and things like that. Like, okay, what are they not? What are they not saying? But yeah, I feel like potentially, are you listening if you are trying? Like, I catch myself sometimes trying to control the conversation, or I'm listening, I'm hearing where it's going, and I'm not interested, and so then I'm trying to steer it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's not good.
Then is that listening?
Like, well, it's listening, but then like, I completely get it. But there was something in just being like, if you're a little bit detached from outcome when you're having a conversation with someone, then I think potentially there's a perception that you could be a better listener because you're not trying to sort of weave. Say like we had a meeting the other day and someone's talking about stuff and I'm like, they're clearly in flow, but I really just wanted to get to this thing, and I could see myself like actively like just sort of whiplash changing the subject, which can sort of be a weird sensation in a conversation.
Yeah, which might not be necessarily the best listening.
Mm.
Or is it? I remember doing the coaching course and there was this one thing. They sort of like you do it over a weekend where it's like this immersive weekend into the coaching stuff before you then do some like projects and
where'd over you the go? Next couple where of months.
It was at the Coaching Institute.
South Melbourne, the same.
It was, yeah. So it used to be it's changed since the last one, but the original place. Anyway, I went there and they did this thing where you'd be paired up with a partner and you would face each other, and so your knees would be sort of facing each other and you'd open up your palms. And the idea was to become really open towards each other. And so it was like, it's a good practice, and you look into each other's eyes. And so it's
we've done this on the show before.
Yeah, it was literally Thursday this week. Mm-hmm. It'll be 1 year from today.
Really?
Yeah, we actually have a snippet going out of that.
Of this same thing?
I did it this morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of the exact thing that you did with Josh, with sitting there with your palms
facing up. Was it in reference to this course?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were talking about
fuck, I'm a robot. Yeah. Well, no, 1 year around, I can reuse this content. That's what I thought, guys. No, but it was a weird thing. So it's like
you did it with an old lady.
Yeah. She wasn't that old. That's probably exactly an older lady. I would have said older. She wasn't old.
She was like 40, which you were like 20. So it was...
She actually came, this is a funny story. I didn't mention this bit. This is a new bit.
How do you know?
She, the woman who I did it with, ended up coming back to Melbourne. She was from another place in Australia. I won't name where it was from.
It was Adelaide.
It wasn't. If it was in the other episode, then
I'm pretty sure you've said this bit too.
I'm telling you. I'll tell you if it was Adelaide. I'd say you got me.
No, I didn't say it.
No, but she ended up coming and I said to her, you can have my place when you come here. I went and stayed at my parents' place. Mm-hmm. So this is when I had my PT studio. I had a room out the back. Anyway,
how long did you live there, by the way?
Oh, probably like a year. It's good. It was cheap.
And so you were living in your workplace?
Yeah.
Kitchen?
It was handy for one night when I went out, got so wasted, got home like 5 a.m., had a client at 6. They knocked on the door, woke me up. So
did you
bad.
Any like what does that do from a dating perspective? Anything on the tools?
No, what do you mean?
Well, it's a gym, wasn't it, that you had?
Yeah. Nothing went down in the gym, if that's what you're asking. Mm. That's what you're asking, aren't you? Anyway, a good listener would let me go on with my story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm so intrigued about it. I was just thinking
there was
about
sex in the gym, mate.
Okay.
There was, but it didn't stop me from having people there. Uh-huh. So anyway, so I let her have my place and then she went back and she was dating some guy. And I just remember this guy went a bit loopy and then was convinced that I was dating her or doing something, you know, up to no good, which I wasn't. But I just remember it all got a bit freaky.
Did he come to the gym?
I can't remember if he contacted me. You know, something, it was fucking got a bit bizarre and I was like, that's enough for me. That's enough of that bloody looking in each other's eyes shit.
Doesn't take much to be a bit to evoke sort of that sort of fear. Even today when I was trying to call Jason the accountant, I accidentally called a guy named Richard from Lenovo. And hey, Jason. Like, nah. So who's this? I'm like, oh, Josh Jansen. He's like, from where? I'm like, oh, big media company. I'm like, who's this? He's like, Richard. I'm like, from where? He's like, Lenovo.
It's amazing how much detail you gave each other based on not knowing who you both were. It's bizarre. Imagine if you were Taylor Swift. Like, she's even talking about stalkers and shit. She had a stalker slept in her bed.
Oh, that was horrendous.
But into her place, slept in her bed.
What I'm surprised with, how does she do so much of her writing on her phone? Wouldn't she get distracted?
As in songwriting.
Yes, she's just like, oh, she's reading stuff out. She's recording
drafts.
Yeah, she's using some sort of app, Notion or something. But what I was just curious about was, it was like, surely your texts would be blowing up. How would you feel if I started using my Do Not Disturb more?
For what?
My
as
phone.
What does that mean?
So I turn on Do Not Disturb right now and then I show you my phone. It says, calls and notifications will be silenced until tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Do you not do that?
Is that annoying for you?
Well, depends if we need something and we got something on. I can always text Bree though.
Sure. That sounds annoying for Bree?
Well, I'm not calling that
would,
much.
Do you think that would be a because I feel like my phone use would be really improved if I was to do that.
Yeah, it would. That's a personal thing you need to
Why don't you turn it on at 9 o'clock at night?
I do it at 8, yeah. But then I inevitably switch it off.
Yeah, but it's because you're an addict. Mm-hmm. You can, like, there's a – it's like, should I delete this dealer's number out of my phone? Because I keep buying heroin from him.
Demi Lovato.
She's a heroin addict?
No.
There's
a lot of coke.
She had an OD though, didn't she?
Close to it. She actually, the Jonas Brothers' dad, she'd taken some, what's the one, Adderall? Mm. Some Adderall and I think some weed and they ended up trashing a hotel room.
Classic.
And the,
with
the
hang on, with the Jonas Brothers dad.
No. But I'll get to the Jonas Brothers. No, sorry. So they were on. She was on tour with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
She has a bunch of people over. Trashes the place.
Sick.
It's not sick. It's not cool.
It's you trashed
the Pullman, didn't you? Or the Hyatt? Or sorry, the Hilton.
Nah, the Novotel.
It's called the
Crown
Pullman.
And the Crown and the.
No, what did you? Why did you do that again?
What do you mean? Why did I do it?
You were a kid.
I didn't personally do it. It was the Gronks that came that did it. Mm-hmm. One guy fucking ashes his ciggy, burns a hole in it, that kind of shit. Anyway.
So so they trash it and then the Jonas Brothers' dad finds out that she was on the on these drugs and she got in a bunch of trouble. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm so sorry that I did that. You're completely right. Whoever told on me was like really looking after me and I'm like, I feel so silly and I want to thank them. And she said,
something you'd say.
Yeah. And so she said, who was it? And he's like, oh.
Josh Jansen.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he was like, oh, Shorty, you're one of the backup dancers. Anyway, she finds out this is just before she was going on a flight, gets on the plane, belts the shit out of Shorty.
Punches Shorty.
Yeah, in the face.
So she was coming down.
And so she was finding out and she manipulated the Jonas Brothers dad into telling her he thought that she was actually going to say thank you, but she just wanted to belt the shit out.
Punched him in the head.
Shorty was.
Did she produce this doco?
Yeah, she's in it. But it definitely doesn't have the Tay-Tay sort of propaganda. But in saying that, I love the Tay-Tay one. And the Katy Perry one I love. I'm going to actually watch the Katy one tonight.
Watch the old Justin Bieber one too. Watch the Chris Brown one as well.
Yeah, I actually want to see.
It's worth just watching.
I was thinking Miley Cyrus is definitely going
to
have one.
Mate, I said to Amy, the one person I want to see is Miley Cyrus.
That's going
to
be sick. Can you imagine?
Because when she did when she fucking lost it and was going.
But what about all the stuff with old mate?
Liam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the house nearly burning down? What about what about the, what's the Aussie guy's name? We've gotten real gossipy. I don't like the bitch.
Liam.
No. Simpson, Cody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be all in there. She's, what's amazing, there's such great narratives. These people's lives are so interesting. But then they're also getting probably paid $20 million bucks to make the docker.
Do you reckon we'll ever be interesting enough?
Someone reached out to us and said, I'll make a docker about you guys.
Pretty disappointing. who left shit on the bowl, that type of thing.
All right, mate, let's close this off. I've got some news too. What I will say is I have a date for the first Adventure Club event.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, great.
I've got a few things to sort of...
I'm putting in the calendar.
A few things to drip feed you guys over the next week.
What's the date? Just tell us.
29th of February.
Ah, the coaching habit. Old mate Michael Bungay Stanier's new book.
Comes out that day.
The Advice Monster, because remember it comes out on the 29th of February. So it's going to be on the 29th of February. Yeah, go on, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
My car insurance is due that day.
Yeah. So lock it in. Lock it in, lads. And there'll be some other people can lock it in too.
What do you mean, lads?
You too.
Oh, okay. The way that you said it was lock like it in, to
lads.
The audience.
Lock it in, lads, to you guys and lock that date in.
To all the Gronks.
To the Gronks
what
that
time?
Probably live within Melbourne. That's the prerequisite.
What time?
I haven't got there. I said I'll drip feed over the week.
So you want me in morning or afternoon?
Look, we'll probably get mid-morning. Look, I'm giving you the time now.
It's the surf place, yeah?
Oh, no.
Oh, really? You've changed it?
We might actually get that one in as well before. Oh, that's in the works, but at least I've got this... I've got the date.
Guaranteed happening.
Yeah.
Is it going to be easy to get there?
Yeah. Look, what's easy for you, for someone else, might not necessarily be easy for you, Josh.
It's in Boleyn, isn't it?
No. We'll make it. I'll drip feed it out.
What's a drip feeding? You got to work out what you're going to do?
Something big's
coming?
It's quite big. It's quite big.
Anyone on the Instagram live stream steps?
Victoria says, excuse me, where's the wine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely retired that. I had a great – so it was pissing down with rain on Saturday. Bree and I got caught in it. The closest thing we were near was a wine shop.
And so you went in. So like we went in. A wine.
Like a bottle, but it was just wine, really.
Right.
And so we spoke to the guy and ended up walking away with two bottles.
Right.
One was from Ballarat.
Lovely.
It was great.
And but have you punched them?
We had one, yeah. And then I do have that Demi Lovato doco. Got that small bit in my mind where it's like if there's some wine left, like working from home, I'm just like I could one day be that guy, which is annoying.
I thought you were going to say get a bit punchy.
What do you mean?
Demi Lovato punched Shorty in the fucking head. Yeah. No, God, he's drunk right now. He's like, he's.
Did you get this morning? That's why
you're not listening.
I was listening. I was bringing it back to Amy's black eye. Go on.
Okay. Lisa says, "I bloody love your podcast. Yesterday was so funny. Funny Josh and his cheap ass wine.
Cheap ass wine. How much did you pay for that? I haven't reconciled that in accounts yet. What is?"
That was an $18 bottle. It was like 36. Oh,
yeah. Not bad.
Anything else?
Kroger says, boys, speaking of big time celebs, I've said it before, but there's never a better time to get Miguel in.
Oh, yeah. Is he nominated for a Gold Logie?
He won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of
That's
Here.
Right.
He's also got a couple of books, which is a good talking point.
Yeah. Aye.
Tiff says, hey, boys.
Hey, Tiff.
Scooter Derek says, hey, babies. Greetings from Manly Beach.
Oh, God.
I don't think Scoot's made it to Canberra. I don't think he did.
Well, because of all the bushfires.
I called it on Friday. I was like, that's catastrophic bushfires. Anyway, it looks like he's having a lovely time with his fam.
What do you think it would take for us to actually have relationships or friendships with, like, real A-grade celebs?
I mean... probably have to ask intern Pete. He's the closest to having celebrity.
I don't know if
friends.
He is, to be honest.
This is the thing. I don't.
But like, how do we get to a point where when Bieber's doing his studio stuff, we're like texting? He's like, "Hey, bro, come around."
You have a certain amount of friends that you can bear with. You don't really have room for new friends.
Definitely.
How it happens? How you get a new friend? It has to be very circumstantial. You click. It's right. Bieber ain't just clicking with one of us and then be like, I've got time for this guy in Melbourne. Maybe if the show we get, you know, when it's mega show and we're having people through the doors more, maybe you could just.
What does
it's
it
all
take?
Just, for, they're all just surface level friends.
How
Think
long
about
until
it.
Like Taylor comes back to Melbourne and that she actually comes on the show, do you think?
We're going to have something. On offer for her. I always found, so it's always interesting. Like I interviewed people over the phone.
Jerry Halliwell, we know.
Yeah, for someone like her, she's a superstar. As if they fucking remember you.
But yeah, a bit but different if they came in,
yeah. I mean, we couldn't even lock down dinner with Zach Sang. And he even said we should do dinner.
I don't think you saw my message.
We should do dinner. And then we're fucking like, all right, we'll message Zach Sang. Hey, bro, you want to go for dinner in West Hollywood?
Just silence.
Just fucking, he's just petting his dog and just like, absolutely not.
Who else?
Lovely guy, though.
Oh, what about Dr. Nazif?
Maybe. I think.
I've been following him on Instagram. He's been doing like stadium shows.
Dr. Nazif?
Yeah, doing what, like live the whole like cut-ups? Selling. Like, you know, like all the info sort of selling.
Yeah, I thought you were talking live surgery.
No. Sebs, I feel like you were going to say something else.
No, I'm just looking up Dr. Nazif's sellout tour. Yeah. Jordan Michaelides says Friday drinks when?
Oh, yeah. I reckon the first week of March.
Oh, before we do an actual outing.
Also, we've got.
Oh, you know what? Do you want to? Because it has to be a Friday, right? Because it's Friday drinks. I was going to say, do we want to combine it into an adventure club? We could do Saturday drinks, but you got to come to the adventure club.
Oh yeah,
is that what it was going to be?
Well, I had thoughts.
It involves drinks.
Yeah, I did think that. So we could because it's
drinks the main event, or is
drinking
that
drinking and then surfing not a good idea?
It's not surfing. I think people don't have to. Yeah, got it. Drinks, this month's drinks are on the 29th. It's not a Friday. Sorry, babies. It's on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be the sort of conclusion to the adventure club. So it'll be like. the adventure club will happen, and then there'll be the thing at the end, which is the conclusion.
What do we think about eventually doing some form of like Dalesford event where we all like stay somewhere, play board games, there's like a fire campfire?
Yeah, I think let's coincide it with the gay march, the parade, pride march. Fuck yeah.
Is there one in Dalesford?
Yeah, dude.
When is it?
The place just goes off. It's like down the main street, all the bars.
But I'm guessing it would be more expensive.
Yeah, but, you know, when the babies have some cash.
Mm. Well, it's about the grongs, like whatever. And then we found out that all these...
to the 9th of March.
Oh, perfect.
Chill Out Festival 2020.
Well, where are our hats? We found out from my mate Nason that all of our hats are actually gay.
No, don't say that, mate. It's fucking you can't say that about a brand that you don't know that's real.
That's not slander.
Yeah.
But it's true.
No, it's not true, Josh. It's not true, Josh.
The animals are different.
It's not true, dude. Do not fucking say that. Do not say that. Anyway, hopefully we'll do the pride thing.
But I think that like culture just quickly,
you don't even need to get into it.
But subcultures.
Let's just find out from our friend first. Because you didn't find anything online. You're shooting from the hip today, aren't you, mate?
There is something about that. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. But you can't just say, you've lost
it. Just quickly, Gem and Jordan can't attend.
On the 29th?
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't like this anyway.
Also, Gemma says, Josh, you floated this idea last year. After Breezer went on school camp with Hey Tiger.
That's right.
Yeah. You said we could do a Gronk camp.
It'd be sick, like get a property and tents. Get. We'll stay in the mansion. We'll have the house.
Just TPs would be great. Almost like a festival. Almost like Steph Claire Smith's wedding.
Glamping tents.
There is some cool places. We will do this. Okay. This year. It's happening. More events. We did say that. We're doing more events this year.
Can you read the Apple Podcast reviews, please?
Yeah, sure.
While Sevs does that... if you enjoy the show, I was doing some math yesterday.
Okay.
TJ. Think about it this.
Did you have your calculator out? Like, were you legit crunching numbers?
No, it was such an easy number that it only ever occurred to me. If we got every single person who listens to the show to get one mate to listen to our show, we would double our audience.
Instantly. Well, it makes sense. If someone just sent a... Everybody who's listening right now texted a friend with a link to listen, and then everybody that got texted and they press on it, boom. I like that. Share the love.
So I was thinking that if you actually like the show, who is a mate that you think would be able to put up with this shit? Send it to them.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sevs?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
And so if we can just get... Just do that right now. If you're on your phone, just go into the, like, depending on what app you use, there's probably like little dots or whatever. You click on that, go share episode, or even just share the whole thing, find your favorite episode. If you don't know, if you can't do that, I think that's the best way. If you can text an individual person.
You just go, literally press the three dots and then you go boom, share, boom. You can send it by Instagram, Facebooks, you know, your email, LinkedIn.
And so
Messenger.
On top of that. The other thing that would be great is doing an Instagram story. It's been a while. And Sevs and I were talking about we want to share more of the shows that we're listening to as well. So we're going to start actively on the Daily Talk Show posting our favorite apps of other shows. But if you enjoy, tag us up so we can see and we can share. And so then everyone's like, oh, my God, look, these guys have got so many people listening. Oh, this is great. Sevs?
Love it.
Podcast reviews?
We got a review from George's mum. Marsupial was the title.
Mm-hmm.
Fun 40
minutes. Sound like you said Georgia.
George's mum.
Mm-hmm.
Fun 40 minutes on Friday. Impressed with George knowing about marsupials. Good old Lions Primary. 5-star review.
Thanks, George's mum, Kaz.
We also got a podcast review from M. Becomes a Positive Habit, which was the title. This podcast is my number one listen. Once you've listened to a few eps, you'll be up with the daily banter, Fat Fridays, and you'll love the choice of guests along with the regulars. I love that I can now listen each day and trust that there will always be an interesting conversation which may take turns you didn't think of. It's comforting, funny, and unpredictable all at the same time, and the team are fabulous. I love being a part of the Gronk Squad. 5 stars.
Thank you, Em.
Brilliant.
Right, it's a Daily Talk Show. More details for the 29th when?
this week.
Okay. And in the meantime, get reading. I want to, by Friday, I want us to be through 4 chapters.
Mason, are you going to be through 4 chapters?
Yes, I will be as well.
You promise?
I'll probably be through it tonight. I'm going to spend a lot of time tonight on it.
If you get a little bottle, glass of wine to start reading.
Yeah.
We still have wine, yeah.
He's just contemplating having it then.
No, you don't have to have it.
I could. It's a daily talk show. Have a good one, guys. See ya.
See you tomorrow.